So today we'll hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 12, Text 34 on the subject matter, The Killing of Demon Aghasur. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, everyone being pleased, the demigods began to shower flowers from Nandankanan. The celestial dancing girls began to dance, and the Gandharvas, who are famous for singing, offered songs of prayers. The drummers began to beat their kettle drums, and the Brahmanas offered Vedic hymns. In this way, both in the heavens and on earth, everyone began to perform his own duties, glorifying the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Everyone has some particular duty. The Shastra has concluded, Nirupitaha, that everyone should glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his own qualifications. If you are a singer, always glorify the Supreme Lord by singing very nicely. If you are a musician, glorify the Supreme Lord by playing musical instruments. Sonu sthitasya dharmasya sansidhir haritosanam. The perfection of life is to satisfy the personality of Godhead. Therefore, beginning from this earth up to the celestial kingdom, everyone engaged in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The decision of all great saintly persons is that whatever qualifications one has acquired should be utilized to glorify the Supreme Lord. Idam hi punsam tapasa srutasyava sutasya suktasya cha buddhi dattaya abhichinta ritha kavibhir nirupita jat uttamaslok gunanu varnanam. Lonen suggests have definitely concluded that infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, austerity, Vedic study, sacrifice, the chanting of hymns, and charity is found in the transcendental descriptions of the qualities of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry. This is the perfection of life. One should be trained how to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's respective qualities, education, austerity, penance, and or in the modern world, business, industry, education, and so on. All should be engaged in glorifying the Lord. Then everyone in the world will be happy. Krishna comes therefore to exhibit his transcendental activities so that people may have the chance to glorify him in every respect. To understand how to glorify the Lord is actual research work. It is not that everything should be understood without God, that is condemned. Bhagavat bhakti hinasya jati shastram japastapaha apranasya eva dehasya mandanam lokaranjanam. Without Bhagavat Bhakti, without glorification of the Supreme Lord, whatever we have is simply a decoration of the dead bodies. End of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. So in this chapter we read about the killing of demon Aghasur. Last verse has described that how Aghasur, when he was killed by Krishna, then the Atma came out of Krishna's body, from his body, and entered into Krishna's body. That time, everybody were happy. They're all happy because one demon was killed, and by killing this demon, Krishna also delivered this demon, got liberation. So, in 7th canto, beginning, Parikshit Maharaj asking one question to Sukadeva Goswami, that I have a doubt, that Shastra says, you are impartial. What is that verse in Bhagavad Gita says, Bhagavan is impartial? Name dasastina priha. I am equal to everybody. But toward the end of 6th chapter, Mother Diti telling that Bhagavan being partial, my sons were killed and defeated, always demigods are getting victorious. So my dear spiritual master, I have a great doubt now. How can Bhagavan become partial? So you should clarify this doubt. Then Sukadeva Goswami, clarifying, giving some philosophical understanding that how Bhagavan is not partial. He is equal to everybody. Sometimes demigods becomes victorious. Sometimes demons also becomes victorious. So why you have to say that Bhagavan Vishnu take part of demigods? No, because we can see Vishnu is fighting on behalf of demigods. So Sukadeva Goswami explained that each party, they are becoming victorious not because of God and also because of God. How? So when demigods becomes victorious, who makes them victorious? When the influence of modes of material nature and goodness increases its influence on this planet, then because of that, demigods and Muni rishis become very powerful. They become victorious because of influence of a mode of goodness. Then when influence of mode of passion increases, then jakhya rakhyasa, they become, then demons, they become very influences. And mode of ignorance, then jakhya rakhyasa, they become very influences. So then become victorious. So in this way, how the mode of material nature is making them influence? Because mode of material nature only works when Krishna enters into it. Otherwise, they cannot work independently. So this way, if we see, when demigods are becoming victorious, Vishnu is responsible. With mode of goodness increased, and Vishnu is there in the mode of goodness, who made them victorious? Mode of passion increases, then the demons, they become very powerful. That is because in mode of passion, Vishnu is there. So he makes them victorious. So in each case, we see that Vishnu is the cause of the victory for demons and for the demigods also. Then Parikshit Maharaj said, okay, that is okay. Vishnu, through the modes of material nature, he is helping everybody. So he is not directly, but indirectly, things are happening. But I have one more doubt. But still he is partial. How is partial? Because when demons and demigods, they fight with each other, and we see always Vishnu is standing in the side of demigods and fighting with demons, but never we have seen Vishnu standing in the side of demons and fighting with the demigods. So that means Vishnu is partial to the demigods. He is visible, he stands on their behalf, on their side. Why never he stands on the side of demons and fight? Then Vishwanatha Chakravarti describing Vishnu is on both sides, demon side and demigod side. But demigod sides, you can see Vishnu because the demigods are in mode of goodness. So he's giving comparison. There's wood, smoke and fire. Wood is mode of ignorance. Smoke is mode of passion. And fire is mode of goodness. Okay. If there's a dark room and one wood, piece of wood is lying there, you go inside the room, can you see anything? Can you see anything? No. Okay, there's a dark room room, only smokes are there. Can you see anything? But the dark room, there's a fire. Then you can see things. You understand? Same way, Vishnu is there. When mode of ignorance, you can't see Vishnu there. But it's like a wood, piece of wood lying in the dark room. How can you see anything? Vishnu is there, but mode of passion, smoke, you can't see Vishnu. But when Vishnu fights on behalf of demigods, because mode of goodness has qualities of prakasaka, he illuminates. That's why you can Vishnu, see Vishnu there. So this second point he said that how Vishnu is impartial, is helping everybody. Then this comes to demons. So he's explaining how he's impartial because he delivers the demons and he delivers his devotee also. Both are delivered. But when we analyze the liberation of demons and the liberation of devotees, so there is some difference. The liberation or moksha or mukti. What is liberation? What is moksha or mukti? It's a very relative word. Like for students, school students, what is liberation for school students? 4 o'clock bell. But not nowadays, not as much as what it was in our times. Our time going to school means we are going to Yamaloka, no? Teachers will come a stick, very scared. Nowadays school is not like that, no? Much more difference nowadays. But that time, the school is like yearly, you know? As soon as the bell rings, wow, liberation. For the students, that is liberation, no? They don't know liberation going back to Brahma Jyoti, this, that, no. But liberation means school ends, that's liberation. Okay, then you go to house. The house, as long as your father is there, you are not a liberated soul. You can't independently read, see, watch TV, listen radio, cinema songs, or novel. The father is very strict. Mother, you can manage, no problem. So, as soon as father goes for some job, some work, wow, some liberation now. The mood of liberation in different degree. Then you have a serious disease. You get cured. How you feel? No? Wow, big liberation. You are put into 5 years jail. No, sentenced. That finish. Wow, liberation. India was ruled by British. When British left, India, oh, independent, got liberation. There are different kinds of liberation called moksha, mukti. And then, the real liberation, what according to scripture is, that is getting free from the cycle of birth and death. This is liberation. Then that is regarded as going to Brahma Jyoti. It is called moksha mukti. And there are different kinds of, that level also, there are different kinds of moksha or mukti. How many kinds of mokshas are there, muktis are there? There are 5 kinds of liberation. Sajujya mukti, Sarlokya mukti, Sarupya mukti, Sarsthi mukti, and one more, Samipya mukti. Samipya mukti. And Sajujya mukti, Mahaprabhu or devotees, they don't like Sajujya mukti. And there are 2 kinds of Sajujya. Sajujya means merging. There is Brahma Sajujya and there is Ishwara Sajujya. Brahma Sajujya means you merge into Brahma Jyoti. Ishwara Sajujya means you merge into Krishna's body or Vishnu's body. That is called Ishwara Sajujya. So that is regarded by devotees as Kaivalya Narakayate. That kind of liberation is known as Narak, means like hellish. Devotees, they don't want. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur or in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been explained. Prithivite dharma name jata kichu chale, Bhagavata kahesa paripurna chale. Whatever is going on in this world in the name of dharma, they are all cheating dharma. And there are four kinds of cheating dharma. Dharma, artha, kama and moksha. People are engaged in doing dharma. Why they do dharma? Why people are doing dharma? Doesn't matter Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Yehudi. Why they are doing dharma? Why? To get artha. And when they get economic development, what they do? Donate to ISKCON. Then kama. Then those people are, they have understood the useless futility of this activity, liberation, moksha, mukti. So which one is good out of these four? Normally, which one is regarded as the great? If you do dharma, punya, he is dharmatma, he is such a pious person, people they glorify. And if you get moksha, mukti, then you are like Bhagavan. No, they glorify. So out of these four, what is the great? What is the good? Dharma. What is the good? Speculate if you don't know. Normally, what will be the good? To become free from material entanglement or not? Dharma, artha, kama and moksha. And moksha would be great. That is in India. Or all of the world, pious people are glorified, and among pious people, those that are striving for liberation, they have taken sannyas, they are practicing jnana yoga, they are the best. But according to Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, prithivite dharma name jata kichu chale, Bhagavate kahesa paripurna chale, this is all chala, cheating. Dharmartha kama mukha bancha adi sab ajnana tamare nam kahiye kaitav. All this endeavor for dharma, artha, kama moksha, their ajnana, the ignorance, then darkness and cheating. Dharma, artha, kama moksha. Liberation is cheating. And what is the best cheating? Out of this four, which one is the best cheating? Liberation is the best cheating. How can be liberation the best cheating? Because if you take birth in this material world, you may take birth as a dog, but sometimes there's a chance you can get a Krishna prasad. If you take birth as a worm, when they throw the flowers, the flower is rotting, 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 and all worms appearing there. And they're surviving with prasad. Flower prasad, good fortune. And you get go to liberation, go to Brahma Jyoti. What will you get? You get Mahaprasad, will you get there? Any Vaishnava Uchishta will get there? So no chance. So that's why Tarmadhya Muktibancha Kaitava Pradha, that is the greatest cheating. So what outside world say the highest one? So according to Mahaprabhu, that is the worst one. Kaivalya Narakayate. That is Sajujya Mukti. The next best one is Salokya Mukti. Salokya means you go to the planet where Lord Vishnu is residing, called Salokya Mukti. So that is better than Sajuja Mukti. But problem is that even if you get Salokya Mukti, you go to Vaikuntha, but you don't see Vishnu there. You know about this? That all the people, all the living in Vaikuntha, they don't see Vishnu. Just like I am from India, but I have never seen Narendra Modi. But he is Prime Minister of India, but I have not seen him. But you may say, you have seen on TV. That way they see also. The through spurti, through heart, they will see Vishnu. But they don't. They are in Vaikuntha. They got Salokya Mukti, but they don't see Vishnu there. Salokya. Then Sarupya. Sarupya means they get a form. They like a blue body, 400 form. That's it. Not like the Lord Vishnu has Sirvascha mark. They don't have, everybody will not have Sirvascha mark on their chest. Forehand blue body, that's it. Not beyond that. So that is Sarupya Mukti. Then next is, we did Sajujya, Sarlokya, Sarupya, then Samipya. Samipya Mukti has some value. Because this Sarlokya, Sarupya, they have no chance of serving Lord Vishnu there. They can go to Vishnu Loka, but they cannot, what to speak of serving, they cannot see Vishnu. Sarupya, they get form of Vishnu, but they can't serve Vishnu there. Only Samipya Mukti, they have chance that they can serve to Lord Vishnu. So now question will come, who get this kinds of liberation? Demons, they get liberation. They merge into body, they get Sajujya Mukti. And devotees, they get Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya. And this particular case, Aghasura also mentioned somewhere, got Sarupya Mukti. The point is, demons are getting Sajujya Mukti generally, but devotees getting better. Those devotees, they don't diyamanang na grinati. Krishna said, even if I give them these muktis, Salokya, Sarupya, even if I give them, they don't accept it. Unless there is opportunity to serve me, they don't accept it. So then somebody will ask this question, then Bhagavan is partial. Bhagavan is giving liberation to demons. Bhagavan is giving liberation to devotees. But devotees' liberation or mukti is called atyantika mukti. Demons' liberation is called mukti. Devotees' liberation is called atyantika mukti. So then somebody will again ask this question. That means Bhagavan is partial. Why he is giving so Sajujya Mukti only to demons? And his devotees, they get Samipya Mukti, they get Salokya Mukti. And not only that also, then devotees, when they go to Golok Vrindavan, they get so close, intimate service to Krishna. So that means Krishna is partial. Our acharyas are saying, no, still Krishna is not partial because this is bhakta vaschalata. Because of this is not a dushan, this is not a defect in Krishna. That is more favorable to his devotee. Though he has stated, samaham sarvabhuteshu name dosastina priya, that I am equal to everybody, I have nobody dear or inimical. What is the next line? Samaham sarvabhuteshu name dosastina priya. Je bhajanti tu mang bhaktya. But then he is saying, je bhajanti tu mang bhaktya. So that brings his bhakta vatsalata. So that is his greatness. Bhaktyanugraha katarata. Because even if Bhagavan has unlimited great qualities, if he would not have this one great quality, that bhaktyanugraha katarata, become very eager to serve his devotee, that is the greatest position. So in this way, when Lord is delivering these demons and delivering this devotee, there is a big difference, but that has been justified being the great quality of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Narada Muni, he is describing to Yudhishthira Maharaj this topic. He is telling that does not matter somehow or other whether you are devotee or you are demon. You focus your mind on Krishna. Doesn't matter what way, being inimical to him or being envious of him, whatever way, if you are connected to Krishna, you are getting purified. You are getting enabled to go back to Godhead. At one point, Narada Muni is saying, the demons, they concentrate, they meditate more on Krishna than the devotees. Yes, the demons, just like Hiranyakashipu, he's always searching. Where is Vishnu? Where is Vishnu? Where is Vishnu? And Kansa, he's so Krishna conscious. He's so much thinking about Krishna. One day he's climbing on staircase. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. As soon as he put his feet on 8th step, immediately he remembered Krishna. Why? Why? 8th son of Devaki. He reminds Krishna, just like Gopi, they see the clouds, they remember Krishna, they see the calf, they remember Krishna. This was, he's so Krishna conscious. Number 8 reminds him Krishna also. They're very Krishna conscious. Some are the demons, they are very Krishna conscious also. Just like Ravan, he was very Krishna conscious, very Ram conscious, he was very Ram conscious. He's always waiting when this Ram will come. Actually, somebody is telling how he has blessed Ravan. One day Ravan went to meet Vibhishan. And Vibhishan's house, he saw his Ram Nam is there, because Vibhishan is Ram Bhakta, na? Ram Nam. Then Ravan became very angry. What nonsense is this? You are worshipping Ram. You have written Ram name, Nam in your house. How can I dare to do like this in Lanka? Then Vibhishan, no, my dear brother, don't misunderstand me. Don't misunderstand me. You don't understand the meaning of Rama. What is the meaning of Rama? So Ram means Ravana. Actually, I'm worshipping Ravana. And Ravana's wife's name is Mandodari. And mom is Mandodari. So I'm worshipping Ravana and Mandodari. That's why Rama is written here. And Ravana says, oh, really? If that is what it is for, then why only in your house? You should write Ramnam all over the Lanka. The next day he arranged Ramnam all over the Lanka. So somehow or other, the demons are getting, you know, before Ramchandra arrive also, he has become Ram conscious. So whether favorable or unfavorable, deeply connected with Krishna. Aghasuras, the demons. They came to Vrindavan. They're all connected to Krishna. So they were delivered. But they are not connected to Krishna in a favorable way. Anuklena Krishna Anusilanam. But they are no anukul bhav. That's why Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana, you think about me. Then Krishna, he is thinking, if I tell people to think about me, they may think about me like Ravana, like Hiranyakashipu. That's why, no, think about me, Manmana, Madbhakta. The way my devotee, they think about me, Madbhakta. Manmana, Bhava, Madbhakta. And who is my devotee? If in India you go, they have philosophy, jatamat tatapat. Whomever you worship, you will get Krishna. And Krishna, he knows these kinds of philosophers will come. He's saying, who is my devotee? Madhvakta, madhjaji. Those they worship me. And how to worship Krishna? How to worship Krishna? Only offer obeisances unto me. There are 16 upacharas. We do puja to Lord. Out of 16 upacharas, there is one upachara is offer obeisances. Mang namaskuru. Is it very difficult to offer obeisances? Namaskuru. Difficult job? Very easy. But Krishna is very clever. He starts, all you have to do, just offer obeisances. Mang namaskuru. But if you know the meaning of namaskar, then you will think 10 times whether I offer namaskar or not. So namaskar means na mama. Now you say na, namaste ji, namaste. Na mama te, everything unto you. All my house, bank balance, wife, children, I give to you. That is namaste. So Krishna very cleverly saying, mam jaji means just offer obeisance, mam namaskuru. The next line, that word he is describing, you know what does this mean, mam namaskuru? Mang namaskuru means sarvadharman paritejya mamekam sranam braja. So that is the difference. So in this way, the demons, they meditate in an unfavorable way, but still they get benefits. And here Prabhupada explaining, and if somebody in favorable way will meditate, then how much benefits are there? But it's very, very difficult to be favorable towards Krishna. Very difficult. Because we left Krishna being envious of Krishna. Being envious of Krishna. We're in this material world. But in this material world, our enjoyment based on enviousness. In the material world, we are not happy by seeing how much I get. We are only happy how much you get less than me. That makes me happy. And spiritual world, Krishna has so many things. How can you afford not to be envious of Krishna? No. Once Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj was telling, you go to Golok Vrindavan, you see that millions of gopis and sakhis. And there is only one boy. Who is that boy? That is Krishna. And they are all looking at him in unblinking eyes like this. If you go there, you know, your neighborhood gets a little more money, beautiful wife, something, name, fame, we become so envious. And when you go and see Krishna, how can you afford not to be envious of him? So that is why you have to practice, you know, from here. So that is the reason why Kamsa was not allowed, because of his envious nature. He was a demon. All these demons, they came to Vrindavan. At least they got a chance to come to Vrindavan. Then they were killed by Krishna and they were delivered. But Kamsa could not enter Vrindavan. Krishna went out of Vrindavan to kill him. How Krishna killed him? With Sudarshan Chakra? No, with fighting, no? How did he kill? Anybody knows? How? He had fighting with him, wrestling? No, he had wrestling with Mustik and Chanur. I think Kamsa fell from the top of the stage and killed. He was died something, some trick Krishna played, what I have heard. No? So Kamsa actually, when Aghasura was killed, and he was sending one after another many, many demons, very powerful demons. Then Aghasura is very powerful demon. And one after another, all these demons are going to Vrindavan. And whoever goes, they don't come back. Then Kamsa is thinking, what is going on? Whoever I am sending, not coming back. Let me go see what is happening there. So once Kamsa, he wanted to come to Vrindavan personally, see how any demon I am sending, he is not coming back. So when Kamsa reached at the border of Vrindavan, then immediately one old lady appeared there. Told Kamsa, be careful, don't come in, stop there. Kamsa says, who is this? I am Samrat of Mathura. Who is this old lady to stop me? And Kamsa forcing himself to go inside. That old lady did some trick that Kamsa transformed to a small girl. You know that old lady, right? Who is that old lady in Vrindavan? Who? Yes, she is Purnamasi. And Kamsa was forcing himself to go inside. She did some magic, then Kamsa became a small girl. Then Purnamasi told Kamsa that you want to enter into Vrindavan, then you need training. You have to complete a course, then only can come inside. So what training I have to go through? That first training is that all these cows passing stool, cow dungs, you have to collect all those cow dungs. Just imagine Kamsa, how he'd feel. Me collecting cow dungs? Then Purnamasi took the stick. You have to do it, no? Scaring. She's a small girl. She doesn't have a big body. He got very scared. Yes, I'll do it. Then immediately Kamsa running and collecting stools, cow dungs, no? Wherever coming. So after collecting all the cow dungs, then Kamsa came to Purnamasi, the old lady. Okay? So now I am passed. I collected all the cow dung. So can I go inside the Vrindavan? And Purnamasi said, no. You just completed grade 1. You have to get into grade 2 now. So what is grade 2? And Purnamasi said, grade 1, after the cow dung fall on the ground, you collected. That is very good job you have done. Great. But now what you have to do? when cow pass stool, before cow dung fall into the ground, you have to put your hand behind the cow and collect that and bring it to me. So, no, no, that I cannot do, no. That is too much for Kansa, no. He has got a small girl body, but inside his mood is Kansa, no. So then Purnavasi is scared, swinging the stick. No, you have to do it. Okay, I'll do it. Then different cows passing stool. Then Kansa going and picking up now the stool behind the cow dung. Then Purnavasi is showing, hey, go there, run there. He runs and get to pick up the cow dung. Hey, run there. He's running around like this. At one point there is a cow was standing far distance. Then he's passing stool. Then Purnavasi, run. Then Kansa ran there. For the far distance, then from there, he ran away. He did not come, he ran away. Then Purnamasi told, yes, Kansa, be careful. Never try to come here. Next time you come, I'll put you into grade 3 then. Grade 3 will get admitted, so never come. So Kansa is a demon. He could not enter Vrindavan. Why? Because of his envious nature. All other demons, they could come, maybe my speculation is, they could do some service. Putana had some service. Now I'll feed milk. Or that Trinavatasura, some service mood, he carried Krishna. But some other Kansa was not fortunate enough to enter into Vrindavan. So Krishna has to go and kill him outside Vrindavan. So as long as Krishna was in Vrindavan, he did not kill any demons by any weapons. How did he kill? Putana by sucking the breast. That is because when previous incarnation, Lord Ramchandra was in Dandakaranya. Once in Dandakaranya, Ramchandra saw at one place the heaps of bones and skeletons. So Ramchandra asked nearby people, What are all these bones and skeletons? And they said, these are the bones and skeletons of Rakshas and Asuras. Then Ramchandra became very angry. He picked up his bow and arrows. His eyes became red. His lips were trembling. How can they dare to kill all munis and rishis? Right now, I'll finish all the Rakshas and Asuras from this earthly planet. He picked up his bow and arrows. Then Sita Devi, whatever it is, his mother, you know, whether demon or demigods, everybody's mother is Sita Devi. She said, no, why should you do like this? Rakshasas, they have not harmed us. So because of this bow and arrow, this is a problem of everything. Because you have a bow and arrow in your hand, always you like to kill somebody. You must give up this bow and arrows. As long as bow and arrows in your hand, all problems are there. Then Ramchandra said, no, I can't give these weapons because I have given what to Muni Rishis. I have to protect them. Okay, to fulfill your desire, the next incarnation when I come as Krishna, that time I will not take any weapons. Sita Devi's main intention was he should not kill any demons. The next time when Krishna came in Vrindavan, then he did not take any weapon, but still he was killing. Then Radharani asked, hey, you are still killing? But I am killing, but I have no weapon. No? And as choking the throats, or kicking the Sakatasura, or sucking the breasts, but still you are killing. So Radharani now is thinking, even if I came along with him, as long as Radharani with Krishna, he did not kill anybody with weapons, but still he is killing. Then Radharani thought, how to stop this killing business of Bhagavan? Then this time he thought, only I can stop him killing if I come entering within his body. So that next time, Radharani came entering within Krishna's body. In what incarnation? Whose incarnation? As? Gauranga Mahaprabhu, okay. That is the reason why Gauranga Mahaprabhu is so merciful. All other incarnations he kills. But this incarnation is very merciful. Bhagavan is always very merciful. There is two words in Bengali. There is one kripa and there is another is karuna. What kripa means in English? Mercy. And karuna means? Compassion, mercy, compassion. But the difference is, all incarnations, they have kripa. Kripa means you have to ask for, so that is kripa. You have to ask for kripa. And karuna means you don't ask, but still you get. That is karuna. All incarnations, they're merciful. They're giving kripa. Because the sadhakas, they're asking, praying, give me heaven, give me liberation, give me this, give me kripa. But when Mahaprabhu came, he came with something that nobody will ask to get that things. Nobody will ask it. When nobody will ask, then what you have to do? You have to offer without asking. So Mahaprabhu was doing that. So what is that nobody will ask for? What is the something that nobody asks for to Bhagavan? But Mahaprabhu came to give that. I gave one tips. Krishna Prem. Nobody asks for Krishna Prem. That's why Mahaprabhu has to go. They have to run behind and give this Krishna Prem. So for all these things, that all we have to do, Nirbandha Krishna Samandha Jukta Bairagyam Uchyate. As Prabhupada describing in this purport, that we do not have to give up anything, just engage in Krishna service. There is in India, Kathakars, they say, Chodana nahi, Jodana hai. You understand? Chodana nahi, Jodana hai. That you don't give up anything, Chodana nahi, just connect to Krishna. So Prabhupada describing that whatever quality we have, we just connect. So that is real Vairagya. Real Vairagya does not mean you give up things. So there are different kinds of vairagya. Any vairagya you can quote? One vairagya? Markata vairagya. Phalgu vairagya. Smasan vairagya. And when stomach is full, you have also vairagya. No, when stomach is full, there is vairagya. So different vairagyas are there. No. Phalgu vairagya. You know Phalgu river? Any of you have seen Phalgu river? No? Gaya. Any of you been to Gaya? No. All Hindu family, the eldest son must go to Gaya for Pitru Shraddha. And there Gaya, there is a big river, but there is no water. That river is crossed by Sita Devi. When they were in forest, Dasharatha king left body. Then as soon as Sita came to know, she gave the Shraddha. She did the Tarpana. But Ramchandra was not there. So after Ramchandra came, then Ramchandra said, father died, you have to do tarpana. Sita said, I have done already. Ramchandra, who is witness that you have done? This river is witness. And Ramchandra asked the river. The river did not say anything. So Sita Devi cursed that there is no water in this river. So there is no water, but little bit you dig inside, so much water is there. So that is called Phalgu Vairagya. Externally, we are very renounced, but internally so much desires we have, Phalgu Vairagya. Then there is Markata Vairagya. The Markatas, they live like Munirishis. Munirishis have kutiya, Markatas have no kutiya, under a tree they stay only. And they, Munirishis, they live on fruits and roots, and this monkeys also live like that. They are more renounced. The Munirishis, they have kopin, monkeys have no kopin also. But they have so much desires. Within, inside, Markata Vairagya. Then the Smasan Vairagya. You know Smasan Vairagya? What is Smasan? Crematorian. When somebody die, the villagers, they gather, and so much renounce, just see, what is this life? Now he has dead life, he is now dead. Then they'll pick him up, and they'll chant, Ram Nam Satya Hai, Aur Sab Jhuta Hai. Ram Nam is only truth, everything is false. They become very Vairagya. And as soon as they burn the body, come back, then everything is truth. Ram Ram is false. That is called Smasan Vairagya. So among all these Vairagya, then Prabhupada is saying, the real Vairagya is the Nirbandha Krishna Samandha Jukta Vairagya Muchade. So when this demon was killed, so everybody, they glorified Krishna by engaging according to their own status. Whatever पोजिशन देहार स्थान स्थितांग श्रुतिगतांग तनुबांग मनाभिज प्रायश अजित अजित डज नॉट मैटर व्हाट एवर वर्ण एंड व्हाट एवर आश्रम डज नॉट मैटर व्हाइल यू आर एंगेजिंग इन योर ऑक्युपेशनल ड्यूटी कीपिंग अस एंगेज हियरिंग कृष्ण कथा दैट ब्रिंग्स द परफेक्शन टू आर लाइफ इंडिविजुअल डज नॉट मैटर इन व्हिच वर्ण एंड आश्रम बट डूइंग योर ड्यूटी एंड एंगेजिंग तनुबांग मनवी आर माइंड एंड वर्ड्स एंड बॉडी इन हियरिंग कृष्ण कथा एंड वी गेट द परफेक्शन जैसल प्रभुपाद की